How you doing, Jerry?
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I think the gang's all here. Does that mean we're broadcasting, Scott?
Okay.
All right. Good morning. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting for a work session on case number PU07759, Northern State Power Company's Fargo to St. Cloud, Minneapolis 345 KV line, otherwise known as CapEx. I'm joined by Commissioner Kramer and Commissioner Fetch, and as well as Mitch Armstrong and Jerry Lynn. Commissioners, if you have any opening comments, it'd be great.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody. Look forward to maybe this being our last work session on this order, which I would guess is very, very close to completion, if not there.
Good morning, everyone. This is certainly an interesting and, if not complicated, case to kind of cut my teeth on. But I'm ready to go. Thank you.
Okay, very well. I think where we left at the last work session was, is it additional time for the three of us to review and come back now and ask any questions you might have. I don't personally have any questions since the last work session. So with that, I'd see if my colleagues have any questions or comments.
Well, I think, as I recall, as we toward the end of the last session, I mean, I expressed my concerns that my belief being that a couple things. First of all, the only order we have, the only route and quarter we have to deal with is the one that's, you know, presented to us, that the filing is for. My concern about that all along was that, is there more information about alternatives that we ought to consider? I don't even know if legally we're supposed, we should be able to consider those. At the same time, this is a utility that we have a great deal of regulatory authority over, and my sense of it was and is that that the route into North Dakota is driven as much as anything by the politics of Minnesota. I've never liked that. I've been quite clear about that for several years regarding not just this route, just this project, but other projects. And I always feel like North Dakota is sort of the, you know, the last frontier that has to take whatever crumbs they get from our neighbor. And I'm just not quite, you know, and I don't like giving that flexibility up. I don't like our ratepayers and our taxpayers being subjects to another state. So this has been a point of great frustration to me from the very beginning. I go all the way back to the hearing on this line in Fargo where I had inquired about alternatives, not just the one that I understand the people in the Oxbow area keep referring to, the original route that crosses, you know, further north. And to me, there is prudence in doing what the company did by trying to work with, in parallel with the proposed, realizing it's proposed, diversion. I think that's prudent. Whether it ever gets built or doesn't get built, I think it just makes some sense. Okay, let's try to do that. What I have been concerned about, and I think I've articulated again from the very beginning, nobody should be at all surprised about this, that we really never saw, at least as a commission, a lot of other alternatives, like none, that were discussed earlier. Alternatives that included a more southern route, using existing corridors, including, highway corridors as well as transmission corridors, things like that. None of those options were ever really, in my view, adequately discussed or vetted. And maybe we don't get to. I mean, I understand that. The company didn't present them. And I just have felt like we should have at least had those opportunities. So, having said that, I think after as I recall the last work session, it was left with, is there any more we should be doing? Is there more information we can consider? What does that involve? Does that involve reopening the case? All of those things. And I think that was where staff was left with, you know, at least the opportunity to either explore those possibilities or at least think them through and walk us through it. So, with Commissioner, that's how I recall.
Question, so Kevin, do you think that the, like the Minn Kota line, which was already behind us, mm-hmm. we had the corridor hearings, and they walked us through the corridor, then we came back to the route. Do you think some of the challenges were here is that we put the route and corridor together?
I don't know that that's necessarily what's at the heart here.
The company just didn't walk us through why they did not select the other ones like Minn Kota perhaps did. Because Minn Kota did a
They did a very detailed job of all three or four, or however many alternatives there were. They whittled it down to the one that was the best, if not the least worst. You know, I mean, we had that thorough vetting of all of the possibilities, realizing that every mile of those 250 miles are in North Dakota. In this situation, we were given basically the very narrow parameters of where this line would enter North Dakota based on where Minnesota wanted it. I've never, as you know, I've never liked being a subject to Minnesota. No, we don't build transmission lines in a vacuum. I realize that, interstate transmission lines. So that's sort of been at the heart of my, you know, of my concern. But do they meet the letter of the law in this? I guess that's the question for us.
Yeah, I think that's. I'd be interested what Commissioner catches that right now too, because I'm not interested in moving something to a vote unless we have answered all the questions of all
sure.
three of us. Quite honestly, right. this is a very big project.
Yeah. Well, thank you, commissioners. I listened, at the last work session carefully and. I had an opportunity last Tuesday to be in Fargo, and so I drove south down to Oxbow, and I drove through the field, where the line would come through, and drove the area to get a better idea of what that looks like. Given that, there's, a group of residents in the Bakke addition who were opposed, to the line going there, as well as some other individuals further to the west. I did not drive clear out, that whole route, but I did go through the area. In looking at what's in the record, I think certainly, probably the company has met the bare minimum. They've proposed, their application is for this line to go one spot. As Commissioner Kramer has said, there, other than further north, which Fargo objected to being further north there, and that makes sense because there are more occupied residences further north. There's a farmstead that would be squeezed between that diversion area and this transmission line, which is even closer to that farmstead. I mean, right there. I didn't see in the record that there was any testimony or any objection from that individual, which surprised me, because, to be squeezed between the two. Mm-hmm. That field, however, that in the record it said that some of the residents, like that field for recreation area and that sort of thing. That field was planted with something. Is that, do you know who owns that area that was talked about as a big, nice open area, play area? I sort of got the feeling that it was, kids out there, playing softball and that sort of thing, but it was planted.
When I went through the testimony, there was at times when it said just a field, at times where it said agricultural field. So I think it wasn't necessarily definite. I suspect the field may change from year to year. But Jerry and I had this discussion because at one point I put in the order agricultural field, and he said, I'm not sure it's always agricultural. And I think it's I think how we've described it now anyway is just a field, which is probably more accurate.
I guess just as a point of clarification, I from what I observed, there was some crop planted there. I tried to go through the pros and cons here of just approving this, and the diversion area, which is, routed there, and even yesterday or today, there's an article in the forum that the Corps may actually be reconsidering that at this point. That's very speculative. I'm not certain how much impact, if they change or don't change that, that would have on this transmission line. What if they move that a little further and right through where the line is proposed to be? I guess I'd like a little more information about that. You know, in terms of the landowners, all of us can understand where they're coming from. But, you know, no matter where the line is built or no matter where homes are built, you know, it may be an open area. You cannot predict the future. You don't know what might be developed right next to or right on top of you, for that matter. And in some ways, having a transmission line through this field might prevent even more obtrusive types of building, you know, big rezoned, big high rises dwarfing, you know, where you are. Who knows? Who knows? That's all we can deal with is what we have. But, you know, what I don't see in the record is certainly not looking north, but looking further, some other proposals looking further south. I'm uncomfortable with saying yay or nay today. I think I would like to see a little more information about, you know, what other routes may be possible here. You know, there.
I think that's pretty clear what you're looking for. The question is, there's a process involved now. It sounds like that we need to. I don't know if this is a legal question to Mitch. Is the question, is this a matter of then reopening the hearing? Is this a matter of asking for certain types of information and to see if we can get it into the record? Because I think I've heard both my colleagues say they're, to paraphrase Kevin, if I'm misspeaking for you.
I think you're getting it pretty clear.
I think I heard Kevin say he'd like to have more information about why the southern route wasn't considered, and I think I just heard Commissioner Fetch say kind of the same thing. So that's pretty obvious, I think, what we're looking for there. The question becomes how to make it work.
I'm wondering if we work with legal here and we could come up with some kind of a question to ask the parties for additional information without necessarily doing another hearing and all of that at this point, and just see what we get back. So the question would be, what questions should we ask? And I think we could probably draft something and run it by the commission to see if you have thoughts or additions or on it.
Well, I think probably we don't. I don't know that we need to ask for anything about a northern route. I think that was in the record that was considered, and actually it was moved south. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we need to ask that. The information request I'd like to see is about exploring, information about southern route and whether they explored that. I'd like some discussion from the company about whether they explored southern routes, and if not, you know, I'd like to see why not. Why wasn't it considered?
The that certainly sounds reasonable. The question for Mitch and Jerry is early on we had, you know, proposed corridors, you know, basically, if I remember correctly, one running right down the interstate, cutting across, I can't remember if it was north or south of Wapton, but if we go back and ask for additional information, it would have to be, I would think it'd be centered around their additional corridors. It wouldn't be outside that scope, would it? Or that's, I guess, a question more than anything.
Well, we could. I mean, that the scope of the request for additional information is, you know, as I'm gathering it, the question is more to the company, what southern corridors or routes did you consider and evaluate? Not so much we want an evaluation of from here to South Dakota of every mm-hmm. piece of mile between here and there and why this one's better. It would be a question of what was considered south and why is the north one better than what you considered south.
I think that's right.
for me, that's right on.
Okay.
One of the things they're going to explain, and they'll have to explain it more clearly to me, is because they have talked about, and we've talked about, interconnection being closer to the load. And, of course, first of all, we're talking about a line that's 100 and some miles long. All of a sudden, the interconnection to the line, you know, every mile counts. I'm less than convinced that that's as relevant as they say it is. The other thing, challenge I have with that, of course, is the fact that this line ultimately ends up going running south to north, regardless of where it crosses the river, very close to the load. And so I've never quite been convinced that this line has to cross the Red River as close to Fargo as possible to be truly effective as they want it to be for reliability, because it can interconnect. I don't know how interconnecting at Horace is worse than interconnecting at Hickson, for example, I guess is my point.
Is there, from my colleagues, is it a fair assumption that the northern part of this route, there's no concerns about it,
yeah.
But there's a certain point we get to where,
yeah,
basically where the route starts heading east is where the concern is. So we,
that's right.
So we could narrow down some of the scope that, you know, that up to this point, I don't think there's the line route is probably pretty good. It's where that makes that jog straight across. I don't know where that
across
point would exactly be.
I think that's right. That, for me, that's right, Brian.
But we need to define some of the scope, I think, for the company of, I mean, I guess we don't have to, but I just put that out there just for the group that I think that, you know, part of this route, I think, looks pretty good. I think the concern is centering when we move it over.
Where it crosses the Red River.
The east-west portion is really where the river crossing is?
Yes. And where then it...
Through around the Oxbow area, really.
That's really it.
Well, because, I mean, wasn't the reality, though, of once they get to the interstate, the southern route, the one I remember, basically just ran right down the interstate until it then jogged across into the second river crossing.
They were the original corridor.
Or one of the original corridors, not
yes,
the first one.
It's the corridor. It was a corridor-only application, and the corridor was allowing a crossing either in the Fargo area or down in the Wahpeton area.
There was one early
Wahpeton.
On.
Early on, there was one way down there.
Yeah. And when you say Fargo, though, are you meaning the Oxbow area,
yeah,
that we're at now?
Yeah. And,
oh, yeah. I see.
Good point.
And I think it was, there was a point where they were even considering coming in north of Fargo.
There was initially.
I wondered about that.
I remember reviewing three different potential corridors, but then when it came to the hearing, then there was, of course, the one that we did most of the hearing on. But Kevin's point, though, about in the testimony, you know, and this is comparing different companies, of course, but the Minn Kota one was very matter-of-fact as they walked through why they didn't select each of the corridors, and they went to this is what they thought was the best choice. And then they walked it through where that part of the testimony never really appeared during this case.
Boy, that would have been helpful.
And we had a lot of discussion during the, as they presented it, I remember, you know, a lot of questions came up about, they said this was not why they selected it, and we would ask questions based on that comment. So I'm just trying to see if we've given them, what is it we're going to ask exactly? Say it again, what you said, Mitch, how you...
What I said is what corridors and routes were considered south of the present route, and why were they not selected versus the present crossing?
And we want to include further discussion on why the northern route here closer to load is preferable for reliability.
Okay. I just want to make sure if we're going to back and ask more questions, we asked all the questions now as best we can predict, so we don't ask these questions and they get the response and then we ask for some more. So if there's anything else that you think that would be in it, because there's a lot of discussion about the what-if game. Well, what about this route? What about that route? What about this route? I don't think that that's something that the company should be asked to respond to, is everything that you hear playing out in the public of why this route should be here. I don't think that's the point.
Not at all, but as I look back at the early maps and I see how massive the corridor potential was here,
right.
we didn't, in my view, have not gotten adequate information on all these other options.
So we refined the question inside of what that was their initial corridors.
Sure, there's plenty of options that, okay. in that. And maybe there's not, I mean, it's possible I'll never be satisfied with their answers. You know, that is possible. Maybe they'll say, listen, we've given you all those. But I've not heard yet that anything that really compels me. Here's the deal, you guys, in my mind. Once we issue this order, that it's over. It's issued. And maybe we're not supposed to consider all of these additional things, and yet we do have this incredible authority, and we are charged with ensuring minimal adverse impact on the cultural and natural resources and the welfare of citizens. And so that's why, and we're talking about communities who have been already injured by all this other talk of a possible diversion, and now we're throwing an insult on them. And I forgive my sentimentality, but that still matters to me, because at the end of the day, we're still elected. We're not appointed judges. We're elected officials and have a responsibility.
Well, let's walk this through then a little bit farther then. We request additional information about why they didn't pick these routes. Okay, uh-huh. So they come back because their response will be to justify why they didn't pick these routes.
Yes,
that's what their response is going to be. There's no question about that in my mind. But then if we're still not satisfied, then what's the next step? You reject the motion, right? And the company comes. I mean, let's walk this down the road the rest of the way.
Sure. There's a legal standard. Yeah.
Just procedurally speaking, there are different things we can do. We could reopen the hearing, go back to Fargo and have the hearing. That may be ultimately what is necessary.
That hearing would still be on this route, the company would then propose another route.
Well, it would have to, a hearing, to reopen this hearing, it would still be on this proposed route.
Okay.
To gather further information of why this is the best route. We could issue an order approving, up to I-29 or something and explaining why at this point we don't approve I-29 over,
yep.
Asking for additional information, which may or may not require another hearing. I'd have to dig into that a little deeper, but I suspect it probably would. We could approve it, or we could just deny the whole thing. I mean, those are kind of our four options.
Just to make it clear, there's no way that, and this is on our authority, that there's no way the commission has authority to pick a different route other than what's proposed.
Right.
I mean, for anybody listening out there, there's
well, for instance, if they said,
because I think there's a perception in the public that we have the ability to pick a route.
They may say, frankly,
it doesn't work that way.
We're not going to build it if it's that south route.
Correct.
Obviously, we can't make them build it. We could, what the law says is, one of the factors to be considered is alternatives to the proposed site, corridor, or route, which are developed during the hearing process and which minimize adverse effects. I think it's an area we can delve into, but we certainly can't make them build it somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. We might.
If it's that southern route too, there would have to be an application, there would have to be a notice and a hearing, because that goes through Richland County.
Yes,
absolutely.
There was an issue with that before on the first application with the notice, because it was only published in Cass County.
I remember that now.
See, one of the
that's
factors.
That's part of the development of why we have this route.
Yes. See, and what I contend is minimal adverse impact. Because it has been argued that a southern route would impact more landowners. Well, I think that's pretty obvious. But minimum isn't based on how few landowners or how many landowners, but rather the impact on each of the landowners. And so, because if we're going to go by volume of landowners and number of landowners, then it would run right through downtown Fargo. If that was the standard for minimal adverse impact. That's why, I guess it's pretty clear. I just have not been satisfied that we've explored all the options.
All right. I think we've established what we need to do, I guess. Bonnie, did you have anything else that you think?
No, I think as Mr. Armstrong has has, you know, repeated it back. I think you've got the gist of my concerns.
And what I'll have to do is go through, obviously, Laz, I mean, I know where they're all at. We've looked at these issues before, but make sure we dot every I and cross every T, and we may or may not need another hearing or may or may not want another hearing.
But the first thing is that you can resend a letter to the company asking for these particular points, correct? That's the first step?
Yes, Jerry and I can get that information, and then I guess we could present it to you to see if you want to reopen the hearing to consider it. It couldn't be part of the it gets a little touchy on what is part of your decision-making of what's in the record or not.
That's what I was trying to get clear in my head exactly. Yeah. So you're going to correct this information, but it's not we can't consider it unless
until we get it officially in the record.
Right.
And it seems like in past cases that we have issued a request to parties. It just has to go to all the parties.
Yes.
Correct.
But there aren't interveners. I mean, that's we don't have an intervener, so that does make it a little easier.
If that response comes back, it would go in the record, wouldn't it? Well.
Well, reopening the hearing wouldn't be that complicated. You know, certainly there has to be notice and you know, give people an opportunity to present further information, but you know it that can be limited to the issue at hand, not just reopen it for anybody to come in and you know give some you know other information that was not requested.
Well, I think certainly what we can do right now, number one, is request the information from the company. There's nothing wrong with Jerry and I getting that information, looking at it. Certainly. And then what I would suggest is we go through all the options for what to do with that information and come up with the legal way to do it, you know, discussing this with the company and its lawyers, too, because they have every reason to want the hearing to be conducted correctly under the law also. So that's my anticipated plan.
But the issues can be specified clearly and limited for a reopened hearing.
They can be. I have a, you know, it would be a public meeting with comment also. So.
we could do exactly what you say, Bob. Yeah. Whoever comes in the door is going to get their chance to talk.
Your job as a commissioner will look easy compared to your colleague's job that will be conducting the hearing. You know, the thing about it is, I mean, unless the company, unless all of that information that we request and they provide changes the company's application, we really still only have, we still have the same order to work, you know.
Absolutely.
So then I wouldn't think a hearing would be necessary because you'd still have the same affected landowners and all those things. It's just, it would be if the information would lead them to provide
the
change.
The information that comes back, we figure out how to get it in the record,
right.
More than likely.
That's right.
And then the two of you and we look at it, and if it answers your questions, then we could move to a vote. If it doesn't, then we cross that bridge and we come to it. So that's, I mean, that works.
No, that's right.
I think that's where I'm at right now.
That's right, Brian. So. That's well said.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order?
No.
So let me see if I got this right. The information request will come from the commission itself, right?
Well, I think the information request is probably out there. I assume the company
is
listening right now. And,
I
already have a voicemail saying, what do you want?
Well, what I'm thinking is that there will be a document coming from the commission, going out requesting additional information. It's an official. It's not just a staff inquiry. This is a commission inquiry. And so then it goes in the record, the answer.
We can take a look at that.
Okay.
I think we know what the commissioners want. We can figure out the process to do it appropriately.
Okay.
So it's documented properly.
Study it and make sure it's done correctly. I mean, I think we could do it either way. I mean, I think the key is to get the information, you and I, and figure out the appropriate legal way to handle it, but we can do it the other way if that's more appropriate, too. I would assume that we have the commission's approval to either do a commission inquiry or a staff inquiry, whichever, you know,
absolutely,
we feel necessary and appropriate to follow the
yes,
rules and to get the information.
Yeah. Yes, that's, I agree.
And then if you could as soon as you get that information back, then we'll have a quick, I mean, I think that can we make the decision now that says whatever information we get back, we would like to get it into the record? So we save some
point.
Oh, I think that's right.
So I think I think that that's whatever we get back, I would like to get it into the record. So we do this as a multi-step process. So the information gets back, you get it into the record, then we can have a get the information to us, then we can have a work session that we actually are able to talk about the information that's in there to get closer to getting to a decision.
See, one of the things about an administrative, you know, situation like this is that we can be liberal about what we allow into the record because we're capable of giving it its appropriate weight once it's there. So even if there's something that maybe might be, you know, somebody might object to being in the record, the reality is we'll give it appropriate weight.
Right.
Other than once the hearing's closed, there are certain
That's correct.
Legal steps
yes.
we have to go through.
Yes. No, I understand that. I'm just talking about on the liberal side of keeping the record full or filling the record fuller.
Okay, and then so when you get this information back, let us know. We'll schedule another work session, and we'll move forward. Okay, with that, we'll close
Thanks,
the informal
guys.
On case number PU 07759. Thank you.